1st to October 27th, and it begins now. Hey, I mentioned it last week, but in case you missed it, come check out Halloween MTL, Montreal's newest free Halloween festival. Celebrate all things spooky and fantastical at this festival at the end of October in Montreal. There will be a wide range of activities related to film, comedy, dance, and history and literature, as well as a collector's market. Taking place downtown, it started last Friday, October 18th, and is once again running till the 31st on Halloween. This event will be taking place at 150 Rue St. Catherine West and starts around 6 p.m. Once again, come in and join in the Halloween festivities from now until the end of the month at 150 Rue St. Catherine downtown. If you're sad about missing the therapy dogs last week, don't worry, they're coming back again this week. And that's right, for those that missed me mentioning it last week, every year the Blue Ribbon Therapy Dogs come to various Concordia atriums downtown to help everyone with a little de-stressor. This week, Thursday the 24th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the same room, GM 300.22, be sure to stop by and get your second chance at some love and de-stressing. Once again, it's this Thursday the 24th, from 12 a.m. to 2 p.m. in GM 300.22 downtown. And don't worry, this won't be the last event that they're coming this year, so I'll be sure to keep you guys on top of them all. For the third event this week, instead of a concert, I have a film festival that's being thrown on our very own Concordia campus. Starting October 25th through November 4th, the South Asian Film Festival is being held at Concordia's very own Jia De Save Cinema in the Library Building downtown. The event's website says, South Asian Film Festival of Montreal is the only one of its kind in the great city of Montreal, and is committed to showcasing new artistic work that fosters discussion and explores the world we inhabit. This festival hopes to be a platform for filmmakers worldwide whose films have a focus on South Asia and its diaspora. Once again, the event starts on October 25th in the LB Building downtown. Well, there you have it, folks. We got a bit of a lull here at the end of October where we got a couple of the same events going on, but there's still some really cool ones you should check out. So this has been your community calendar with Danny Gold for the week of October 21st to October 27th on CJLO 1690 AM. Now back to your regular scheduled programming.
All right, welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And the telecommunication gods and stars have aligned. And we have Kelsey Reckling on the phone from, I believe, out in Los Angeles area. Kelsey, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
All right, how are you doing on this, afternoon for you?
I'm doing all right. I'm driving around aimlessly with my friend while she looks for an apartment.
Oh no, that's a sludge.
Yeah, it's kind of hot here in LA today.
Well, we're very envious because it's cooling down here in Montreal. We broke out scarves and toques. First off, as our listeners know, who've been tuning in the last couple of weeks, really have been taken by your album. I would love to talk to you a little bit about it, so thanks for taking the time with us this evening. But first, I just want the listeners to get a little bit to know you a little bit. Can you tell us where you're from originally and how you ended up where you are?
Yeah, so I'm from Houston, Texas originally, and I moved to Los Angeles like 7 years ago. I kind of moved around a lot. I lived in like Nashville for a minute, and then I lived in Austin for a couple of years. And I knew I eventually wanted to move to California because I visited out here a lot. And then I just kind of did it one day and never left.
So it was more of a an internal drive to the geographies. You didn't move specifically to pursue any of your interests, your music, or I know you also do lots of photography.
Yeah, no, not specifically. I think I had friends that lived out here or like from where I was from that moved out here. So I was always kind of coming out here and I just really liked it. And it just kind of made sense to me. And a lot of the music that I grew up listening to or like punk bands from LA. So I feel like I always just kind of had I just felt attracted to it.
And was there an outlet for your music while you were living in Texas?
Yeah, I think it was harder to find, but it definitely existed and it still exists. Like the music scene in Houston is really cool. And then obviously in Austin, like it's kind of known for its music scene. So I've always kind of been around it or a part of it in some way or another. Like you mentioned, like the photography, like I was doing for a long time. And I always played music, you know, sometimes with other people, but this is the first time I've done like my own, finally been playing my own stuff.
And what drew you to music? Like, how did you get into playing music? Were your parents an influence at all, or?
Not really. My uncle played drums, and I feel like that was kind of the only family connection to music. But, I mean, my parents listened to music, so I was kind of always around it. But, again, I just feel like it was like a natural kind of attraction to it. And I don't really know. I just always kind of wanted to do it, and I don't really know why.
Right. Keeping with the traditional spirit of punk rock. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
So once you got to Los Angeles, how soon after did Reckling, as we know it, take shape?
It took a few years. Like, I was always writing songs, but I didn't. It wasn't. I got sober in 2016, and that's kind of when it all. I kind of started taking it more seriously, or I just. It was another type of outlet for me, and I feel like I wouldn't have ever been able to do it had I not gotten sober. So I feel like that was kind of the driving point where I started recording more, and then, you know, finally was like, okay, I should just do this. And then, so within the last, and then we just started playing shows. Like, the album came out last year, and then we just started playing shows this year because I was working full time and just didn't really have like the time or the energy to like make that happen. But now that's finally happening, and it's been good and fun.
Well, you seem like a person, and I did read a couple of interviews and check out some of your backstory prior to talking to you, but you just seem like an incredibly motivated person. And again, this is coming from a distance and through you know, the internet, so what do I know? But you seem very busy between, like, you do work, you've got your music, you do photography, and anyone can follow you on Instagram to see your work. And then you've also started your own little label for releasing friends' music.
Yeah.
Was all of this sort of a snowball effect after sobriety?
I started the label before I got sober, and I feel like when I got sober, I kind of stopped focusing more on that, and just kind of focusing on my own music after that point. But I feel like they're all kind of interconnected in a way, so you could say that it snowballed into this, yeah.
So can you just talk a bit about the other musicians that form your band and your connection to them? For instance, we'd previously played Matt Schmalfeld's song Frogs on the show, I think last year or the year 2017 when it came out. And it was only when I was looking over your liner notes or for your album that I realized he was involved, and then it was sort of a closer community of friends from other bands. Can you just talk about the band a little bit and how that all came together?
Yeah, totally. So I've known Matt for a while, and his old band Audacity was like, I love that band so much. And I kind of hit him up to record with him, and I just trust his opinion. Like, he's one of my favorite musicians and writers. So he recorded everything and ended up playing some guitar on some of the tracks and some bass on some of the tracks. And then the drummer from Audacity, Thomas Alvarez, he also plays with like Michael Cronin and Charles from Fuzz's band. But he played drums on some of the tracks on the album. And then my friend Mike, who plays in another band on Burger Records called Weird Night, he played drums on the other tracks on the album, and he plays with me live. And then the live band is different. So Mike's on drums, and then my friend Killian, who plays in the band No Parents, he plays bass. And then Eric, my friend who plays drums in Together Pangea, plays guitar with me.
Okay.
So yeah, it's kind of a lot of people, a lot of different bands.
Can you talk about your, because you guys have been playing quite a bit recently, and most notably, you played some shows with Vivian Girls. Can you tell us how that went? And maybe as someone who put the album out last year, I don't know how frequently you guys played, but what's your reaction to playing live, like carrying it to a live setting versus just putting the album out?
Yeah, it was cool playing with them. Like, so Katie Goodman hit me up and she was like, would you want to play these shows? And, you know, this was kind of when we were all kind of starting to play again. And I said yes, but we hadn't even played a show yet with this, with these songs or like this music. So we played only two shows before the Vivian Girls shows. And then we did those three Southern California dates with them supporting their new record, and it was just awesome. It was really fun, and it's interesting for me because I feel like playing live, like, it's just a vulnerable experience. Like, I've played live before, and I like it when I'm playing other people's songs, but when I play my own songs, it's like this weird, I don't know, I don't really like the idea of like being on a stage and like everyone like looking at me, but I also like want to play the songs and like share that. And like, I enjoy live music. So it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's cool. I'm enjoying it.
And can you tell us about landing on Burger Records? Now, I'm sure given the friends in your band and sort of the interconnected nature between the scene, I'm sure we can all fill in the dots, but can you just go over, like, maybe when you found out your album would be released by someone other than your own label?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Sean and Lee from Burger over the years, and, you know, I recorded it with Matt, and then I just emailed them, and I was like, hey, would you guys want to release this? And they were just like, hell yeah, let's do it. And then we did, like, a first pressing of it, and it sold out pretty fast. So then we did like a second pressing of it. And then, that was just kind of how that happened. It just kind of made sense. Like it seemed like more like in the family. And
I think if I had heard the album without knowing any of the background, I could have guessed that it was a Burger.
Yeah.
We really love Burger Records here at the show. We played Weird Night earlier on this evening. There's no lack of their roster on our show for sure.
Yeah.
Which is probably absolutely how I found your album in the first place.
That's awesome.
Now, I really love your video that you have for Wanted. And I love the fact that I only found out about your sort of interest in studying birds after the fact, because I was trying to figure out what was with all the caged birds. Can you talk about that a little bit? We've got a friend who's a professor here that studies birds, specifically how they learn their songs and how it relates to sort of humans learning language. And he's an amateur musician and loves music as well. So I think there's a connection between musicians and, you know, and birds. Can you talk about your interest in birds?
Cool. That's kind of another interest that started taking shape after I got sober, and I started bird watching a lot, and that was like very like meditative for me, just kind of being outdoors and focusing on like something else, this other world, and like, you know, so many different species, and they've been around forever, and, you know, so many different songs and everything. So, and then that just kind of started developing into, I want to know everything about birds, and I started working at like a wildlife rehab, and then studying them in school. And yeah, I think with the video, I feel like I tend to like connect all of my interests. So the video, it wasn't even like my idea to put birds in it. My friend who shot the video, he just kind of took my interest and like rolled with it. And, you know, I really like how it came out, and it just makes sense because I'm totally into birds, and I love it.
Yeah, I love the simplicity and the visuals of the video, I think it's just great. Would there be any chance that you'll be touring or even crossing the border, perhaps playing a show in Montreal sometime in the near future?
I hope so. That's the goal. I would like to, you know, I'd like to go everywhere. I've never been to Canada before, so I'd love to come up there and play a show sometime. We're doing like a little West Coast tour and in February, but no plans for Canada right now, but hopefully soon. Fingers crossed.
Well, we understand it's a bit of a stretch, so we'll be patient.
I'll make the way.
Yeah. And now, I just want to thank you very much for your time. Again, we really do love the album. Is there anything you want to sort of mention as far as your music or your work or Wink and Spit Records that you want to direct people to, websites or how you can be contacted?
Yeah, so I feel like everything's like on Instagram nowadays. Like, we have a Facebook page and Instagram, and it's just under my name, Kelsey Reckling, or at Kelsey Reck, R-E-C-K. And like, my email's on. Working on some new songs right now. Gonna record all of those soon, and yeah, we'll see what else happens in the meantime.
All right, well, when there's new music, be sure to drop us a line and we would love to get it on the show as soon as possible.
Oh, for sure.
All right, well, thank you very much, Kelsey. We really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you so much.
All right, and good luck apartment hunting.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, there you go, folks. Kelsey Reckling from Reckling, and her album is available through Burger Records, and I can't say enough good things about it. It's an earworm, and it's fun, and there's a couple of, like, switchblade solos on this album that just, like, makes my hair stand on end every time. Are we going into another set of songs here, or?
Yeah, well, why don't you play another track? Do you have another track from the album that we could play right now?
I do. Hold on. We're going to hear Small Man. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
Small man, in your small head. Dirty. Adjective. Definition: covered or marked with an unclean substance. Work. Noun. Definition: activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Dirty work. Show. Definition: a collection of new and classic jams, accented by the semi-coherent ramblings of your lovable host, Dennis. Dirty work. Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m., only on CJLO. Do it.
Don't miss psych rock jazz band Crumb live at L'Astral November 2nd with special guests Divino Nino and Shormi. Get your tickets now on Evenko.ca.
I'm Social man must watch out. dumpling. There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Located at the heart of both campuses, the Hive Cafe strives to be a model food system at Concordia University that provides food through sustainable practices and empowers the student community. Get a lifetime membership for $10 and receive a 10% discount off every purchase. For more information, visit hivecafe.ca.
All right, we are back and we are in the home stretch here. We got about just under 20 minutes left in the show, so we're going to quickly recap that set, and then Ian's going to take us to the end. That last track, real trippy one, was Leclerc, a great band out of France, and they were joined on that track by the Moscovich Dance Band, a great band out of Amsterdam, and I don't know much about them. I really, really dig Leclerc. This is another band I'm going to have to do some investigating on. The track was called Take the Money, Octopus Virgin, a version. And then before that, we had a brand new one from The Growlers from their latest album, Natural Affair. And we heard Social Man, another super groovy, super funky track. That whole set was, that was the whole point of that, was to really give you some groove and some funk to slide you into the weekend. Because we also threw in Show Sauvage's latest single, Apophie. And La Force just released a remix of her song, Lucky One, the remix done by Apostle of Hustle. And we kicked it all off with an older track of Kelly Stoltz called The Hill from the album In Triangle Time that has just been added to Spotify. So Spotify sees it as a new release, but it's not. It's an older album. A fantastic one at that. So there you go. We're all caught up. And now Ian's got about 16 and a half minutes to tickle your ear.
All right. Let's see where we get to. We're going to start things off with Lloyd Braun, a classic here at the show by local boys and show favorites, Palmetto. They played last night with Wisconsin's The Hussy over at Quai des Brumes, a show I would love to have seen. And unfortunately, I was on dad duty. But speaking of dad duty, after that, we're going to hear a track called My Father's Name Was Cat by Brower. This was a track I stumbled upon today on Raven Sings the Blues. So a nod to my favorite music-related blog. And Michael Cronin. We'll see if we can get to Michael Cronin. Caravan, he's got a new album out today called Seeker. And then let's say, fingers crossed, we get to Dead Ghosts. They got a new track called Drugstore Supplies and The High Dials with Jaws of Life. Let's get to it. Here's Lloyd Braun, Palmetto. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Is there wine left? We'll be right back. Yeah. CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
Tune in to Ashes to Ashes for your weekly dose of modern pop in all its forms, whether it be synth pop, electro pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cjlo.com.